Whoever came up with whoopee cushions must be loaded.
Dude, a good guy, like a fucked up prankster, dude.
Yeah, well, it's funny because it's like, you know, this show makes too much money.
Yes.
And it's like, wow, this is weird. And it kind of puts you in like a weird, like, you know, it makes you feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about stuff like that, and it's like, that guy probably has so much money. It's like, it's not even... He didn't do anything.
Yeah,
there was already.
He had one dumbass idea for a second.
I know, but it's like balloons already existed.
That's true.
He's like, what if there was just, but all it did was you put it on his, because they don't work either.
Yeah, they stop working about four.
They never work. You have to sit directly on it. If you put it under a cushion, it won't work. I remember trying to prank people with a whoopee cushion when I was a kid. You put it under the chair and you wait.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just sit on the chair and nothing happens. And you're like, well, this fucking
sucks.
This is stupid.
And then you make them just sit on it.
It would just never work. I tried hiding that fucking thing everywhere. Under the carpet.
Mm.
You know, be like, hey, mom, come in here. She'd be like, no. Be like, can you...
please?
Please?
I never ask anything, please. Yeah.
Can you please come in here? I'm like, can you stand on that lump?
Please, you're gonna be such a fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah.
You're gonna accidentally fart.
Does nothing. Be like, you farted, you piece of shit.
Fuck you, mom.
Fuck you, you dumb
fucking
bitch.
Farted, you dumb. Yeah, bitch.
Nice job farting, bitch.
What did you fucking fart, you idiot?
You're so stupid.
You fucking stupid piece of shit.
You're stupid.
Go back to supporting my life.
I'm glad you got a divorce. I'm glad you're
Go back to drinking in the kitchen, bitch, by alone.
I'm glad you're experiencing a divorce right now. Fucking farting.
Fucking farting ass bitch.
Yeah, that's how you wanted it to work, but it just didn't work like that. That's how you wanted it to go down.
Of course. All you wanted was for that to happen, for you to say those things uninterrupted for about 7 minutes. Just tee off on your recently divorced mother.
Just fuck her ass up for farting. And she's like, I guess I probably did fart. Gaslight her. Gaslight your mom with the whoopee cushion.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Make her rethink some things.
That is the problem with whoopee cushions, man.
Uh-huh.
That whole thing we just said.
Yeah, she's like, I don't think I farted. You're like, well, maybe it came from your pussy. Your divorced pussy. How do you even... You're 6 years old. How do you know these things? How do you even
Shut
know...
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Shut up, or I'm gonna tell the fucking... The arbitrator that you beat me.
Admit you farted out of your pussy. I'm gonna tell them you hit me.
I'm gonna sign an affidavit. I'm gonna file an America's brief, a friend of the court that says that you beat me. I've got it in my prankster kit.
It came right next to the whoopee cushion.
It came with the whoopee cushion.
It's an affidavit already signed and notarized that your parents beat you.
And child abuse. Affidavit. Make your parents' divorce worse with the sneaky devil prankster kit. It's a whoopee cushion and a signed affidavit declaring that whether you put your mom or your dad's name in here so that it says they beat you.
Buy the special molestation add-on comes with a hand buzzer.
Just like Harriet the Spy. And use these doctored photos of your dad getting a blowjob from the babysitter. Just cut and paste your dad's face. Just get a picture of your dad with the included Polaroid camera and paste his... Use the double-sided tape to paste your dad's face. And then use these... pre-stamped envelopes to mail them to your mom.
With a note that says, just felt like you should know.
Just wanted to do pranks to your parents. Kids only.
Kids only.
Only kids allowed.
Parents, if you're in the room, walk out right
parents
now.
Parents are not allowed to watch this commercial.
Yeah, dude. That's a good product. A little prankster, that little devil prankster kit.
Uh huh. It's a suction cup to put hickeys on your mom's neck while she's asleep before your dad gets home.
And this is just a little cocaine to put in her coffee so she fails her drug test.
So she gets fired from her secretary job.
And then she won't be able to support you. You'll get to live in an orphanage with a bunch of cool kids.
Just boys only. Playing Genesis all day long.
Doesn't that sound great?
Doesn't that sound cool? There's Sega Saturn at the orphanage.
It's just a product of the guy who owns the orphanage to molest children created. They just have it overrun with young, mischievous boys. Made by Haim Saban.
The coolest prank. Now, introducing the fake... the fake mammogram results collection. You can sneak into your mom's at the doctor.
Sneak into your mom's.
You can make her think she has breast cancer. And then a note from your dad that says that's why he left. It's because he doesn't want...
He already knew.
The idea of your mom's breast being sick disgusts him. It's disgusting.
All of that and more in the deluxe Little Prankster's Kid.
Prank helping kids be the baddest boys. The kids only. Parents, no, not allowed.
No one watch. Parents don't watch.
It's a vault. There's a vault with a combination lock on the outside. And only kids know the
it
combination.
It says kids rule.
Ritalin's. You have to be on Ritalin to use this. Tell your mom you're going to keep setting fires in this school trash can until you get...
If you don't get this little kit.
Get this kit and a sweet prescription to Ritalin. That you need Ritalin every day. Every day you need Ritalin medicine and the prankster kit.
Oh, fuck. Did they ever put you on that shit, my man?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah, my mom was like an anti-vaxxer, dude.
Nice.
I wasn't on shit.
But they wanted to, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, he is severely retarded.
They wanted to zonk your
my
ass
mom's,
out.
My mom's like, I have breast cancer and my pussy won't stop farting.
I don't need this right
I know,
now.
I can't listen to this.
Every week I get a new picture of my ex-husband getting a blowjob. Child Protective Services keeps observing me for some reason.
Yeah, mailing them to me. And there's just signed affidavit.
Just don't put him on any drugs,
no,
okay?
No more riddling. You know, it's like, you know, people like, oh, well, those, you know, those people that are naturally thin when they're younger, they get fat when they're older. Like, oh, you mean...
Had sex.
Yeah. So I'll be in shape while my like eyes are throbbing constantly and it's harder to think. But hey, at least I'm in good shape now.
Yeah.
Instead of when my personality was being formed.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it would have made me a normal, sort of likable person.
Yeah, right.
Who didn't hold a grudge against the entire world
just
for the way they treated
piece of
me.
Shit. Only escape is making jokes about your mom having breast cancer, about pranking your mom into thinking she has breast cancer.
To stop me from actually doing it.
Can I borrow a feeling?